A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We are considering My Sheave Must Arise as a topic, but I want us to look at Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 7. Joseph was narrating his dream to his brothers, and he said, "There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheave arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." We're all binding sheaves in the field. Let me explain to you what my understanding of the field and sheaf is. Number one, the field. The world that we are in is a field. All of us are in this field called this planet Earth. Wherever you are located on the face of the planet, you are in the field. It is a field. There is no continuing city here. This field is like a market, and we have all come to this market with our wares to trade. And at the end of the day, we will each return to his various homes. That is exactly what this field is. We have all come to the field called this planet Earth. Everyone that is born into this planet, born into this world, you are in the field. You are in the field. And we're going to see what you are doing in this field very shortly. But the world we are in is a field. The business that you do is a field. Don't forget, Joseph said, "There we were, binding sheaves in the field." All of us are in this field, in the field called this world. And again, the business that you do is a field. Whatever business you are involved in, you are an artisan, a bricklayer, that is a field. You are in the field of bricklaying. Are you a motor auto? Are you an automobile mechanic or engineer? You are in the field of automobile. Are you a lawyer? You are in the field of legal practice. Maybe you are a medical doctor. You are in the field of medicine. If you are a lecturer or a teacher, you are in the academia. That is your field. Whatever business you do, it's a field. You are a trader. If you're a trader, you are in the field. Everybody doing one business or the other is in the field. The family you are from is a field. That's a family. Your particular family is a field. And everyone born into that family is in that family field. You are in the field. Your profession is a field. Like I said, the business you do is a field. The environment where you are growing, where you were born and you are growing, is a field. That is the field. So every one of us is in one particular field or the other. And some of us are in more than one field. We are all in the field. Don't forget, Joseph said, "There we were, binding sheaves in the field." So what are we doing in the field that we are in? We are binding sheaves. What do I mean by sheaf? By sheaf, I mean the individual life, destiny, or calling. Your life is a sheaf. Your destiny is a sheaf. Your calling is a sheaf. Everybody is binding sheaf. In other words, everybody is trying to interpret his dream, his purpose in life and in destiny. We are binding sheaves. We are trying to sell our wares. We are trying to trade our talent. We are trying to make ends meet. We are trying to succeed, to excel in our field of endeavor. We are all binding sheaves. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13 says, "And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath." Let me make this clear, that your sheaf does not accommodate failure, servitude, or mediocrity. The sheaf that you are binding, your life, your profession, your destiny, your career, your calling, does not accommodate failure. It does not accommodate servitude or mediocrity. That is not your portion. Your destiny does not accommodate that. It is possible, you must also note, that it is possible for every one sheaf in the field to arise and to stand upright. Joseph said, "My own sheaf arose and stood upright. I am saying, based on my understanding of God's word, that it is possible for every one sheaf to arise and to stand upright. God does not design or destine anybody for failure or for mediocrity. You have not been designed for mediocrity. You were not designed for failure. And so if your sheaf is not arising, it is your fault. But please understand that it is possible for every one sheaf in the field to arise and to stand upright. As a matter of fact, this is the desire of the Lord, because God said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 10 and verse number 1, the Bible says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord will make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. Look at the next sentence. To everyone grass in the field. God will give showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. So every grass in the field, God has promised showers of rain. And so God has promised to everything that will make your destiny to stand out, that will make your sheaf to arise. God said, I'm going to give rain to everyone grass in the field. We must, however, understand that it is not everyone's sheaf that is arising or standing upright. It is not every destiny that is rising and standing out in life, in destiny. It is not every business that is thriving. It is not all lawyers that are excelling or succeeding. It is not all teachers that are making it. It is not all doctors that are succeeding. It is not every business that is thriving. It is not everyone that is making it. But as for you, your own sheaf will arise. Your business will thrive. Your destiny will succeed. Your life will break through, will break forth in the name of Jesus. Your business will advance, will prosper. Everything that you do will prosper in your hand. For that is the counsel of God concerning you. Your destiny will prosper. So don't forget, we are all binding sheaves in the field, but it is not everyone's sheaf that is arising. Although God intends and desires that every sheaf in the field will arise and stand upright. And so I am saying that your sheaf can arise, that God wants your sheaf to arise and to stand upright. That is the counsel of God for you. But let me also ask, why would a man's sheaf not arise? What are those things that keep a man's sheaf perpetually on the ground? I am going to list some reasons why a man's sheaf may remain on the ground. Despite God's desire, despite God's expectation for this sheaf, God wants your sheaf to arise. He has not packaged or planned failure or mediocrity or stagnation for your sheaf. He wants you to arise. He wants your sheaf to arise, to stand up, to stand upright. We have, however, said a man's sheaf may not arise for certain reasons. Let's look at one of these reasons in Genesis chapter 49, verses 3 and 4. The scripture says, Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. You are unstable as water. You shall not excel, because you went father's bed. Then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Two primary and principal problems in the life of Reuben that grounded his destiny, and his sheaf could not arise. Reuben's sheaf could not arise for two principal problems in his life. Number one, the Bible says Reuben was unstable, unstable as water. A man that is not stable in his ways, a man that is uncontrolled as a flood, a man that is unruly in his life and in his destiny, will never amount to anything great. He will never excel. And that was exactly a major problem in the life of Reuben. Reuben was unruly. Reuben was uncontrolled. Reuben was unstable. My prayer for you is that God will bestow upon you the grace to be firm, the grace to stand out and to excel in life and in destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and talk to God and say, Father, let my sheaf arise and stand upright. Let my destiny stand out. Let my dream be fulfilled. let your name be glorified. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, let my sheaf arise and stand upright. Let my dreams be fulfilled. Let your name be glorified in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cause me to excel in life. Cause me to excel in destiny. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, anything in me that could affect my sheaf from rising, anything that could stop my dream from being fulfilled, anything that could hinder my excellency, my dignity, my glory, let it be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I pray that anything in me that could stop or prevent my sheaf from rising, from standing upright, anything that could prevent my dream from being fulfilled, anything that could prevent my excellency and dignity and glory, let it be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, release upon me the grace to excel, the grace to stand out. In the name of Jesus, release that grace upon me. Pour your grace upon me, O God, the grace to excel in life, the grace to stand out in destiny. Pour it upon me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that God will release upon you his grace. Grace to stand out, to excel in life and in destiny. Grace for your sheaf to arise and stand upright. May the Lord release it upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray that anything in you that could frustrate the purpose of God for your life, anything that could prevent your sheaf from arising and standing upright, I ask that such be totally destroyed today in the name of Jesus. You will not be unruly like Reuben. You will not be unstable like Reuben. And the grace of God will be upon you. You will excel in life. You will stand out in destiny. In Jesus' precious name. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Lighthouse International Christian Center, 8 a.m. It promises to be great, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contacts. For your comment, your counseling needs, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.